Chapter 10. Traffic Signals and Pavement Markings. Traffic signals and pavement markings must be obeyed unless a police or traffic control officer directs otherwise. A driver may never leave the roadway to avoid a traffic signal. Traffic signals. Traffic lights at intersections usually have three colors, red, yellow, and green, from top to bottom or from left to right. At some intersections, however, there may be a single red, yellow, or green light. Some traffic lights are steady, some flash, and some are arrows. When traffic control signals are not working, a driver must always treat the intersection as an all-way stop, by coming to a complete stop, unless directed otherwise by law enforcement. The driver must then look and yield the right of way before entering an intersection. Steady lights. Red light. The driver must stop at the marked stop line. If there is not a marked stop line, the driver must stop before entering the crosswalk. If there is no crosswalk, the driver must stop before entering the intersection. Vehicles are not allowed to go until the light is green and the intersection is clear. A driver may make a right turn at a red light unless there is a sign prohibiting it. A driver also may make a left turn at a red light when turning from a one-way street onto another one-way street that has traffic moving to the left. In both instances, a driver must come to a complete stop and yield the right of way to oncoming traffic and pedestrians before turning. Yellow light. The yellow light warns that the signal is changing from green to red. When the red light appears, a driver may not enter the intersection. Green light. A driver may go after yielding the right of way to any pedestrians and vehicles in the intersection or crosswalk. Flashing lights. Flashing red. A driver must stop, yield the right of way to traffic within the intersection or crosswalk and proceed when safe. This light is used at intersections when a stop sign alone is hard to see or where additional emphasis on the stop sign is needed. It also is used at railroad crossings to warn of approaching trains. Flashing yellow. A driver should proceed into the intersection with caution. Arrows. After yielding the right of way to traffic within the intersection or crosswalk, a driver may go in the direction the arrow is pointing. Red arrow, constantly lit. The constantly lit red arrow means a driver cannot make the movement shown by the arrow until a green arrow appears. There are two exceptions. A driver may make a right turn at a red arrow. A driver also may make a left turn at a red arrow when turning from a one-way street onto another one-way street that has traffic moving to the left. In both instances, a driver must come to a complete stop and yield the right of way to oncoming traffic and pedestrians before proceeding. Yellow arrow, constantly lit. The constantly lit yellow arrow means the green arrow is ending or that the light is about to turn red. Yellow arrow, flashing. The flashing yellow arrow means a driver may turn in the direction the arrow is pointed after yielding the right of way to any pedestrians and vehicles in the intersection or crosswalk. Green arrow. When the arrow is pointed upward, a driver may go straight ahead only. When the arrow is pointed to the right, a driver may turn to the right. When the arrow is pointed to the left, a driver may turn to the left. Pedestrian traffic signals, walk lights, and crossings. Pedestrians must yield the right of way to drivers by obeying traffic signals, observing walk lights, and using crosswalks. Walk. Walking person. Pedestrians facing the signal may cross the roadway in the direction of the signal. Don't walk. Flashing orange upraised hand. Pedestrians may not start entering the roadway. A pedestrian who has partially completed crossing during the constantly lighted walk signal may continue to a sidewalk or safety island. Don't walk. Constantly lit orange upraised hand. Pedestrians may not enter the roadway. Yellow light. Constant upraised hand. Pedestrians may not cross unless directed by a pedestrian control sign or police officer. Lane signals. Special lights sometimes are used over each lane on highways and expressways. They are used most often to change the flow of traffic during certain hours of the day. Red X. A driver must never drive in this lane when the red X is displayed. Yellow X. This indicates the lane signal is going to change to red. A driver should leave this lane safely before the red X appears. Flashing yellow arrow. This indicates the lane may be used for approaching and making a left turn. Green arrow. This indicates lanes may be used, but all other signs and signals must be obeyed. Edge lines. Pavement markings. Solid lines along the side of the road tell a driver where the edge of the pavement is located. Solid white lines are used on the right of the roadway edge. Solid yellow lines are used on the left edge of divided streets or roadways. White lane lines. White lane lines separate lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. Broken white lines separate lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. A driver may only cross the line when changing lanes or turning. Solid white lines separate lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. Crossing a solid white line requires special care and is discouraged. Solid double white lines separate lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. Crossing a double solid white line is prohibited. Yellow center lines. Yellow center lines separate lanes of traffic moving in opposite directions. Broken yellow lines separate single lanes of traffic moving in opposite directions. A driver is allowed to pass. Solid double yellow lines are used where traffic is moving in opposite directions. Two solid lines mark the center of the roadway and may be crossed to make a left turn to or from an alley, private road, driveway or street. Yellow no passing lines. No passing lines are solid yellow lines on roads where traffic moves in opposite directions. The lines indicate zones where passing is not allowed. When the solid yellow line is on the driver's side of the center line, the driver may cross it to finish the passing maneuver already started before the beginning of the no passing zone. A driver may cross it to make a left turn into or from an alley, private road or driveway. When there is a solid and a broken yellow line separating two lanes of traffic moving in opposite directions, a driver may pass only when the broken yellow line is nearest the driver's lane. Two-way left turn lanes. Two-way left turn lanes are marked with yellow lines and white arrows. A left turn may not be made from any other lane when a turn lane is provided. A vehicle may not be driven in the lane except when preparing for or making a left turn from or into the roadway or when preparing for or making a U-turn when permitted by law. White stop line. A white stop line is painted across a lane at an intersection. The line is usually 4 feet before the crosswalk in an urban area. It shows where a driver must stop the vehicle for a stop sign or red light. A driver must stop the vehicle before any part of it crosses the line. White crosswalk lines. White crosswalk lines are painted across the entire width of the pavement. Sometimes the inside area is marked with white diagonal lines for added visibility. Pedestrians in crosswalks have the right of way over vehicles. Crosswalks are sometimes in the middle of the block and a pedestrian crossing sign is located at the white lines. Other markings. Yellow or white diagonal stripes are used to mark fixed obstructions. Solid white or yellow lines are sometimes used to channel traffic around a hazard. Curb markings, fire lanes and pavement markings may be designated as no parking areas by local authorities. Railroad crossings. Railroad crossings are marked with one or more of the following special warning devices. Round advance warning sign. A yellow sign with a black X and the letters RR means a highway railway crossing is ahead. The sign may be placed up to 750 feet in advance of the railroad crossing. Pavement markings. A solid yellow line in advance of the crossing means no passing. White stop lines on each side of the track show motorists where to stop when a train is approaching. These markings also indicate a highway railway crossing is ahead. And bull. Railroad crossbuck sign. If a railroad crossing has more than one track, the number of tracks is on the sign below the crossbuck. This is considered a yield sign and a driver must yield the right of way to any oncoming trains and railroad equipment. Flashing light signals. When lights begin to flash, a driver must always stop until the train has passed and the lights have stopped flashing. Gates. A driver must remain stopped until the lowered gates are raised and lights are no longer flashing. Drivers should not attempt to beat crossing gates as they are lowering or go around lowered gates. Tracks equipped with an automated railroad crossing enforcement system may record an image of the vehicle license plate number, time, date and location of any violation. Drivers are subject to fines and possible suspension of their driving privileges for violations.